Okay, just one more little tweak here, and perfect.
Hey, Mindy.
Oh, hey, Guy Razzie. You're just in time. I've got a little surprise for you.
A surprise? Wow, what is it?
Well, you know how sometimes you don't quite understand all the made-up words I use?
Yes, but I think that's because...
Anywho, I made you the first ever slanguage machine. Ta-da! Here, push this button to get a commonly used phrase.
Well, aren't you just a couple of tadpole toots?
What? What does that even mean?
It's just my way of saying, ah, you surprised me.
Mindy, I don't think people actually say that.
I do. Anyway, here, check this one.
The moving walkway is ending.
Mindy, that's not slang. That's what they say on those moving walkways at the airport.
Actually, Guy Raz, it is slang. That's what I say every time I reach the end of the treadmill.
The end of the treadmill? What? Okay, Mindy, we can see if we can fix the slang machine later. We've got a game show to do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Roll the tape, everyone. Roll the tape.
Start the engines.
And swab the deck in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after laughing at your own jokes, it's
2 Whats and a Wow!
Wowzers, it's time for another lovely round of Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about math and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? Research has shown that pigeons are just as good at math as monkeys.
Or was it B? When cats and college students took a 30-question math test, on average, the cats only got 2 more incorrect answers than the college students.
Or was it C? Worms count vibrations to see how close they are to other worms.
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Blue from Nevada. Blue, what's the winning wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Blue, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm 10 years old. My wow in the world is that research suggests that pigeons can do math at the same level as some monkeys. Reggie, can you do math? Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. Love your show.
Winner, winner, fractions for dinner.
And there you have it, wowzers. If you guess the answer A, that pigeons are as good at math as monkeys, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Blue!
A recent study found that pigeons are actually really good at ranking numbers of objects from smallest to largest.
In fact, when researchers gave this test to both pigeons and rhesus monkeys, the pigeons did just as well as the monkeys.
And if you guessed B or C, you weren't too far off. For those who guessed B, cats are able to decide which image has the most amount of objects in it, but scientists aren't exactly sure if this has anything to do with math.
And if you guessed C, well, it turns out that worms can't count in the same way we do, but they do have a particularly complicated way of doing math.
In their search for food, worms will actually use a sort of hot or cold mathematical method to see if they're close to their food source. Their brains will pick up the scent of food, then do a calculation to see if they are getting closer or further away from it.
Amazing!
Hey, Roz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible case of math problems.
These math problems are unlike most of your other problems because these problems come with numbers. 8, 6, 12, 4, 96, 32. Gang's all here.
All right, then. Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break because I need to go teach Guy Raz some more slang phrases. But when we come back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow!
Two What's and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for NPR and the following message for parents come from NPR and NPR member stations. Support your local station at npr.org/stations.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back for another round of Two What's and a Wow.
The category for today's round is languages. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. We're going to present you with three statements about languages, but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about languages is the true scientific wow? Is it A, after learning three languages, the parts of your brain dedicated to learning language actually begin to grow?
Or is it B, there are about 3,500 languages spoken around the world?
Or is it C, it's possible for gorillas to communicate using sign language?
One more time. Is it A, after learning three languages, the parts of your brain dedicated to learning language actually begin to grow?
Or is it B, there are about 3,500 languages spoken around the world?
Or is it C, it's possible for gorillas to communicate using sign language?
When you think you've got the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And scream your answer in another language.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Word Extinction.
There are a lot of old words that are on the verge of extinction that are actually pretty funny.
Like cattywampus or gobbledygook or even whippersnapper.
We challenge you to bring some of these words back to life. Find ways to include them in your daily conversations.
Or even create a short story using some of these old words and phrases.
Once you've found a way to revive a word, take a video of you using the word creatively. Grown-ups, you can send those videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll play another round of
Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.